today's modern smoker.
Why you should care about what's happening in the Middle East. Hey, everybody. Kate Delaney, name of the show, America Tonight, Coast to Coast. We zig and zag all over the place. Hang on. It's like a freewheeling roller coaster, and we don't know when we're going to stop. You can be a part of the action. I'm going to tell you how in just a few moments. But first, let me tell you about the menu. Got to give you the menu. Bad Boys, the tail end of the hour. We got a couple of them. I'm only going to tease you with this, but Chris Brown makes the list. Barry Bonds makes the list. And LT, another bad boy. Why? We'll answer the question in another 40-plus minutes. But speaking of bad boys, Muammar Gaddafi, here's the scoop. The UN, with their resolution to end all that ails the Libyan people, they were pretty clear in the resolution, or at least the rewriting of it by the United States, that Gaddafi isn't to be taken out. They didn't specifically say that, but hinted around it. The suggestion was strong, let's say. What's interesting, it was supposed to be only about the no-fly zone, but we're beyond that at this point. We've seen the bombs, and we're watching to see what the end game is here. The U.S. rewrote the resolution and said in what ultimately became, I think, a declaration of war against Libya that included the British and the French, that all necessary means were to be used. Well, what does that mean? All necessary means. This is foreign occupation, isn't it? Oh, but wait a second. No, we're not supposed to have any occupation. So we're just lobbing missiles and trying to help the rebels. And what about those rebels? A mixed group of people. So what mixed group are we supporting that ultimately is going to come into power maybe in Libya? Because the U.S. military insists it's not trying to change the regime in Libya. Oh, it's so confusing, isn't it? All right, here's the part you care about. Why should you care? How does this affect you in your little piece of the American dream? It affects you because of the money that's being spent. $1 million apiece for those Tomahawk missiles. And there was supposed to be a handoff. If this were football, oh, the ball was fumbled. The center blew it. Because the handoff doesn't look to be very smooth to me. There's nothing but questions. And the questions that haven't been answered. Was this response wrong? Do you care that we're spending $1 million apiece for the missiles? And maybe more. In the end, how much is going to be spent? Money, of course, we don't have. This is now a third war, because it is war. There's Iraq, there's Afghanistan, and now there's Libya. This didn't happen in Egypt. This didn't happen in Tunisia. And what happens if things explode in Yemen? Already there's some blood in the streets. Already there is protest. And Yemen has some of the most notorious groups of Al-Qaeda that exist, the worst kind, the ones you want to go away, the ones you want to crawl into a hole and never come back. So on top of what's going on with the instability in Libya, we have the same thing in Yemen. Here's what the Defense Secretary Robert Gates had to say about the Libyan mission, but also the situation in Yemen. Take a listen.
We are obviously concerned about the instability in Yemen. We consider Al-Qaeda and the Arabian Peninsula, which is largely located in Yemen, to be perhaps the most dangerous of all of the franchises. There hasn't been any disagreement that I'm aware of in terms of the mission and what we're trying to accomplish, at least in terms of the Security Council resolution. This is a complicated, this command and control business is complicated. we haven't done something like this kind of on the fly before. And so it's not surprising to me that it would take a few days to get it all sorted out.
All right, so on the fly, here's what's happening, the latest. Gaddafi forces have shellacked two Libyan towns. It is a stalemate. That is the best way to describe it. He's not going to go anywhere in my eyes. I don't see it. So you've got rebels who have a cause, but that are a mixed group of people, not somebody that's emerging, not a better leader, a democratic leader. And is it our place to put a democratic leader into the head of state of the Libyan government? And the answer is no. And the answer is that resolution doesn't cover that in the first place. So we are spending money here. Now we have a vested interest. How far does this go? You have explosions and jets and everything you can imagine, all the theatrics of war. It is war in Tripoli for four straight nights. Four straight nights. And horrible things have emerged. Those four New York Times folks that were picked up. There was a woman photographer who was sexually assaulted. And the men that were picked up that were part of the group of the Times folks were threatened with being beheaded. So this is the wild, wild days of Libya. And the leader is still Muammar Gaddafi. And his troops are holding back the rebels because they still have the best weaponry. There's been four nights of attacks from the air. So the West keeps pounding. You have to figure eventually this is all going to collapse, right? Because the air power is too tremendous. At the end of the day, though, how much will the United States have spent for their portion of this? For their portion of what's happened here. Benghazi. It's the rebel stronghold. Very, very disorganized. And they don't have a lot of equipment. I'm going to go back to the same thing. We knew that in the beginning because Gaddafi wasn't stupid. He's been in power for over 41 years. He overthrew a government. And when he set up armies and mercenaries and all the people around him, he gave them the best. People he wasn't sure he trusted that were part of his military didn't get the best stuff. Now, to be fair, the rebels have had some success. They've been able to loosen the forces from one of the key areas in the east. But still, you've got government tanks that are part of the big rebel holdout of Misrata. So there is the risk of that word I used, stalemate on the ground. So how about it, America? How do you feel about all the money your government is spending in Libya? Is it the right thing to do? You can throw in your two at 800-259-5791 or americatonight.net. Shoot me your thoughts here on America Tonight.
Sore throat? Spray that with Dermatol. Diaper rash? Spray that with Dermatol.
Ouch!
Burn or cut? Spray that with Dermatol for shockingly fast relief. If you had room for only one first aid product in your preparedness kit, you need Dermatol because it works on almost every skin irritation or injury. All natural Dermatol brings amazing relief to burns, cuts, scrapes, bites, boils, shingles, rashes, elderly skin tears, even chronic diabetic ulcers and bed sores. Dermatol is an all-natural, antimicrobial, antiviral, and antifungal wound cleanser that speeds healing with no side effects. It's safe for all ages and skin types, and is even safe enough to spray on sore throat. throats or onto sore eyes. Read our many testimonials at Dermatol.com, spelled D-E-R-M-A-T-O-L.com. Order online at Dermatol.com or call 800-217-6677. That's 800-217-6677. Effective, efficient, economical. Spray it all with Dermatol.
When making important financial decisions, you should always know the facts. That's why Midas Resources is willing to pay you to read the facts. Midas Resources, a team of hand-picked financial specialists with decades of financial experience who are ready to provide you with state-of-the-art, up-to-date financial services. Midas Resources offers a host of services and stands behind their products. In fact, if you call and order their free Midas report, Midas Resources will pay you. This detailed report will provide you with financial history on the safest and most profitable areas to invest in. If you read the report, Midas Resources will send you a free Walking Liberty silver half dollar. So what are you waiting for? Get the facts and call Midas Resources toll free at 888-292-2709. That's 888-292-2709. And remember, if you read the Midas report, you'll receive a free Walking Liberty silver half dollar.
This is an urgent message. Urgent if you care about feeding your family. S-510 has passed through Congress and will make the sale of heirloom seeds difficult. Prices of non-GMO seeds are skyrocketing and may be hard to afford in the future, if you can even find them. As the economy continues to decline, this will make the heirloom seeds worth their weight in gold and one of the best barter tools available. When food supplies eventually run out, your solution is to grow your own food and barter tool. Now, for a short time, GetSeeds.net offers 100 packets of heirloom non-GMO vegetable seeds for only $59. Pay with 2 ounces of pure silver or just $59. The best price on the net for high-quality seeds. Our GetSeeds.net seeds are open-pollinated vegetable seeds sealed in a Mylar bag for long-term storage. Bulk pricing available. So get seeds while you still can at GetSeeds.net or call toll-free 877-341-4769. That's 877-341-4769.
Come away with me. Come away with me, and I will write you a song.
All right, we're taking the calls next here on ATM, but right before we go to you, quickly, this is what Muammar Gaddafi is saying. He's saying, we will not surrender. We're going to defeat them by any means, meaning the West. We are ready for the fight, whether it will be a short one or a long one. We're going to be victorious in the end. He said this on the tube, because, of course, it's state-run TV. He says, this assault is by a bunch of fascists who will end up in the dust bin of history. After his speech, there were fireworks. Not the fireworks by being shelled, but real fireworks in the Capitol. Crowds were cheering and supporters fired guns into the air. We have a stalemate, I do believe. Here's what Admiral Samuel Locklear III, who is the commander of the U.S. naval forces in Europe and Africa, here's what he told a group of reporters, that it's Gaddafi that can actually end this whole thing by simply coming up with water and food and turning back on the power and complying with the U.N. Security Council. Check it out.
Colonel Gaddafi would meet that requirement, but have a ceasefire implemented, stop all attacks against citizens, and withdraw from the places that we've told him to withdraw, establish water, electricity, and gas supplies to all areas, and allow humanitarian assistance, then the fighting would stop. Our job would be over.
Don't think he's going to do that, Admiral. Jerry in Florida, you're our first man up. What's going on, Jerry?
Well, I logged on. I'm listening to you, and you were echoing my thoughts We know what we're against in Libya. Do we know what we are for?
And that is the question, yes. What are we for?
Exactly. Now, when you look at these agitators or these insurrectionists, who is promoting this insurrection? It's not a spontaneous thing. Who is directing it? Who is financing it? And when you look at the faces of these people, they scare me. They remind me of the Iranian Hasidis. So, you know, we're going to create a vacuum, and vacuum is always filled by the most aggressive and the most merciless groups that are around. That's a fact.
Right, right. The rebels, who are a mixed bag. A mixed bag. There's not one person. There's not somebody that's being followed. It's a mixed bag, as you described it so well. Absolutely.
Precisely. And now, the other thing is, we're not supposed to attack Gaddafi. Fine. Why did we bomb his compound? Remember, we did this once before. We bombed his tent and killed his daughter.
Yeah.
Okay? Let's not forget this. So this thing is, oh, we're not going to target Gaddafi. That's baloney. And finally, if I may, and I don't want to take up too much time, one must remember that from 1943 to the end of the war, Germany prosecuted the war on products of coal. It had no oil. It converted the coal to fuel, and in fact even made synthetic rubber out of it. Mm-hmm. Why the heck can't we do the same thing here?
You're no kidding, and that's why, geez, we're opening up those public fields in Wyoming, and we're going to take bids so we can make some money finally, because now our backs are against the wall, Jer, and this should have happened before. Yeah.
Precisely. We have the largest stock of coal in the world.
Yeah.
Why are we not making use of it?
Yeah. Well, now we are, because now it's been opened up. Jerry, great caller.
I am not sure, because although it's one thing to burn coal in electric plants,
right,
it's completely different to install an industry that converts coal into benzene and into other products, and that is prohibited as of right now. Thank you for taking my call.
Yeah, you're right about that. Thanks, Jer. I don't think they're going to lift that, but at least now they're going to those fields and it's opened up for auction. They're going to make the money because the government needs it, and so does Wyoming. They're thrilled to pieces. It's about time. Let's mine this deal and get all of that coal. Shelley is listening to us in New York. Hey, Shelley.
Hey, hi, Kate. How are you?
Good. How about you?
Good. How long is this war going to go, and how long are we going to pay our tax money for this war? I think it's a good idea that we're helping the people that he's killing and they're suffering, and I think it's a great idea. And where is he? Is he hiding somewhere?
Gaddafi has his own little fortresses. One of them was hit the other day, but he wasn't hit. That was the interesting thing. So I think he's protected. He's smothered by his troops. I don't believe that anyone's going to get him. And plus, they're saying, they being, let's say, the United States, the president, etc., or the White House spokespeople, Jay Carney, for one, saying that the military is not trying to change the regime in Libya. Well, that doesn't make any sense. You just said it. Hey,
no,
I'm all for you, because you're saying help the people. You're saying help the people, so I'm willing to spend our tax dollars to help the people. But how would we help the people, and then now the guy who's done this to the people, his regime isn't going to, it's not going to topple. It's not going to be turned over. That's baloney. It doesn't make any sense. And the problem is they're tiptoeing around it because did the president violate the Constitution with this military action is kind of dicey. You even have the most liberal senator, or congressman rather, from Ohio saying, wow, this is an impeachable thing. Congress wasn't involved. You have the tinkering with the UN security resolution, your UN Security Council resolution, where it was supposed to only be about the no-fly zone, but it went further than the no-fly zone. So there's a lot there's a lot of maneuvering just to try to do a little CYA to make sure that it comes out right. You know, Obama is saying now, you know, hey, Gaddafi might wait out the military assault. Well, then again, what does all this mean? So what does that mean? Gaddafi has snipers and tanks, and those tanks are still going after the people in at least one of the coastal cities. I talked about this, Misrati. And the U.S. is saying, we're considering all options. If we've got to do it, we've got to. What does that mean? We're considering all options. It's very confusing. And I think it's supposed to be that way. So it's kind of like whack-a-mole. You can't whack the mole that you can't catch. That's what it's about.
Thank you, Kate. Thank you very much.
All right. Thank you, Shelley. So Shelley says her vote is to help the people, like the people in Misrati, to help those people. But when is it going to end? So she asked that question. So when does it end? And, no, okay, we're not going to change the regime. That's not the interest here. Yeah. I mean, this is a game. Let's go to Dan in Texas. Hello, Dan. Hey, Dano. Dan.
Hello.
Hello. What's on your mind?
Okay. Dennis Kucinich was whistling a few bars of the stripper. Does that mean anything to you, Kate?
Smarty.
Yeah. Listen, they can't get him. It wasn't illegal. I checked with my mentor on that, Mr. Levine, and he is a scholar, and he gave the whole protocol of what happened. We've entered into similar situations in the past. We're supposed to advise Congress, though. That was a violation, but they'll always slap him on the hand. But look, Obama will do anything he can to spend more money. He wants to bankrupt this country. It's part of the Claudin Tiven program that he once attended a lecture on, and he's running this country with the idea of bankrupting us any way he can. Not only that, we had 689 OTMs come across our border this year that we've already caught. That's other than Mexican, okay? That's the ones we caught. The immigration is wide open, and guess who the number one immigrants are? Muslims. We have got cells in this country that are just waiting for their little command. And I'm telling you, girl, you're going to see things happen in this country you will not believe. I don't think we got more than 8 months more before this whole country collapses because he is just doing everything he can to bankrupt this nation, and I'm telling you it's going to happen if we don't do something about it. I don't mean revolution. I'm talking impeachment or recall, something of that nature.
Or don't elect him again. There, how about that? That's a novel idea. We're already in 2011.
We're not going to get to another election, Kate.
Oh, I think we are. I disagree with you there, Dan.
Okay.
I understand your fears. No, I understand your fears. I do, because it is scary. It is scary times. I mean, that's not even fear-mongering. He's right. We keep tossing the ball on the budget. Six times we've extended it. Now we spend all this money in Libya, stretching the boundaries of the UN Security Council resolution. In fact, the Americans rewriting it. It's crazy. And he throws in the border. He's right about that. We have had people on from the CIA and the FBI. There are sleeper cells in the United States. I do think that we don't go that far over the top where we don't get to another election. Dan, we're going to get to another election. I promise you. More calls on the flip side.
Never buy home canning jar lids again. No kidding. When you buy Tadler reusable canning lids once, you'll never buy canning lids ever again. Safely store emergency preparedness foods for years. Traditional metal lids are single-use throwaways containing BPA. But Tadler reusable canning lids are guaranteed to last a lifetime when used as designed for home canning. Tadler lids are made with a USDA and FDA-approved food-grade plastic, safe for direct food contact, and contain no BPA. Tadler lids are dishwasher safe, usable with standard pressure or water bath canning, eliminate food spoilage from acid corrosion, fit standard mason jars, are indefinitely reusable, and are proudly made in the USA. Place orders at reusablecanninglids.com or call 1-877-747-2793, 877-747-2793. Call 877-747-2793 or go to reusablecanninglids.com. That's reusablecanninglids.com for Tadler reusable canning lids, the original since 1976.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
If you owe the IRS money you can't pay, then listen carefully, because you already know that the problem won't go away by itself. You can get help today from the leading tax expert in the country, Dan Pilla.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. The IRS isn't going to just forget about you. Right now, the IRS is hiring thousands of tax collectors to go after delinquent accounts just like yours. That's why you need to take action today, and I can help. I take a simple but proven approach to solving your tax debt problem. First, I stabilize collections so you don't have to worry about wage and bank levies. Next, I build a detailed plan to get your debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even eliminated. Finally, I work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. So call now for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829.
Dan Pilla will solve your tax problem, guaranteed. He's helped thousands of people, and he can help you, too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Fight back this cold and flu season with the world's best garlic extract, Alli-C. Why Alli-C? Because it helps your body fight viruses, bacteria, and fungi. Alli-C has been scientifically proven in double-blind studies using low doses to greatly reduce the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Alli-C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin, the active ingredient in crushed garlic. Studies show Alli-C is effective against MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections. One tablet of Alli-C has the equivalent of 40 cloves of garlic. Alli-C supports your body's resistance to all types of conditions and can help lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. So boost your body's resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Alli-C. For more information and to order Alli-C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 1-877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com for your Alli-C today.
Mind and no end in sight. That's what your government is perpetrating anyway with this Libyan situation. Oh yeah, we're spending millions and millions of dollars we don't have. Is this just plain stupidity, or would you describe it as something else, or am I all wet on this? Kate Delaney hanging with all of you here on America Tonight. You can be part of the show at 800-259-5791. A lot of people lined up. Don in Wyoming, you got to make your point, and we got to rifle them through. What's up, Don?
Hello, Kate.
Hello.
Hey, you know, the guy that called you from Florida made a loves point. Like, you know, who's these freedom fighters, if that's what you want to call them? Who's backing these guys? Who's backing the people in Egypt when they went up against Mubarak? Who's backing the people in Tunisia? How do we know it's not Al-Qaeda that's leading this insurrection or whatever, you know? It's kind of interesting. You know, I looked at Libya's vitals today a little bit. You know, they had barely, I thought they were a lot bigger than that. I mean, it's a huge country, landmass-wise, mostly desert, but they only have a little over 6 million people in that country, and they're 97% Sunni Muslim.
Right.
So, you remember when we took out Saddam and we thought, oh, this is great, we'll offer freedom and everything. And then all of a sudden, not only were they attacking the liberators, as I call us, or occupiers, if you want to listen to a sorry liberal Democrat, they started killing each other. Not only attacking us, but killing each other. And you remember, we talked a couple times, it was like, maybe this country, you know, doesn't deserve freedom. Maybe they deserve a dictator to keep them from killing each other. you know, and so, you know, it's an interesting thing. I'm going to tell you what, though, Kate, I'm backing Obama on this one, and I love all these little Republicans right now that are screaming that it was against the law, which it is, because I remember Bush and Reagan did it a couple of times. Well, they didn't have the backing of Congress. You know, you can't sit around and, you know, I kept telling you it was 3 weeks too late because we were waiting around for the UN to make up their stupid mind. And if you remember, the rebels were on the outskirts of Tripoli. They were just about to take the place over. And then once they took over that one town that pretty much controls the oil there, that's when Gaddafi kind of said, oh, you're messing with my bank account right now, and I'm going to unleash the military big time on you, which he did. And, you know, and now he's, you know, taking back the country, except for a small area. And I don't even know, Kate, with only 6 million people, do they even have enough people now to fight, you know, or these so-called liberators or freedom fighters or whatever? Do they even have enough now to even...
That's a great question, Don, we're going to let you fly. That's a great question to end on. Do they even have enough people to defeat Gaddafi, who has better weaponry still? But, hey, we're the big bad U.S., along with the Brits and the French, so we've got plenty of artillery as far as what we're taking out. But we've already taken out some of Gaddafi's equipment, tanks, etc., and that hasn't shut things down. Gaddafi goes on national TV, as I said. There's a huge crowd, says he's going to beat the international coalition. So is the confidence just more bravado? Well, of course it is. It is the dog and pony show. Really, can he hang on? And what do you do to shake this guy loose from the tree? So no matter what they're saying, Gaddafi has to go. I mean, there has to be a regime change. I don't care if they're saying that we're not trying to make a regime change. Well, you're trying to protect the people because, oh, that's right, it's a humanitarian mission. So you have a humanitarian mission where all these people are slaughtered and they need water and electricity and all those things. That's what you're fighting for. So you're trying to take the guy out. Because then what? Okay, so now we leave and it starts again. And who is the face? Who is going to be in charge? Who should be in charge? Actually, that's part of the problem, too, with this so-called non-war. Who's in charge? The French are quick to say, well, don't look at us. We're not in charge. The Brits, Cameron doesn't want to be in charge. The Prime Minister, they don't want to be in charge. The U.S., are we not in charge? No, we're not in charge. We're handing it off. So who's in charge of this military action in the end? To maintain, if you will, a no-fly zone. After all, this is what the action has been about, right? It was all about that. That's what they said in the security resolution, in the UN Security Council, in the resolution that came down, that was redrafted by the U.S., right? All necessary measures. That line was in there. So what are all necessary measures? And who emerges from this mixed bag, this mixed group in Libya? Who is that going to be? And this is a civil war, right? This is a civil war that now we're in the middle of. I'm just saying. Mark in New York, hello.
Yeah, did anybody see George Will's column today? Has Obama thought Libya through? For those of you who didn't read it, if I could just paraphrase a couple of paragraphs and I'll get off the air. Really quick, quote, American doctrine is that governments derive their just powers from the consent of the governed. So there are many illegitimate governments around the world. When is it America's duty to scrub away these blemishes on the planet? Is there a limiting principle of humanitarian interventionism? If so, would Obama take a stab at stating it? That was one quote. And then he goes on to say, there are those who think that if the United Nations gives the United States permission to wage war, the Constitution becomes irrelevant. Let us find out who in Congress supports this proposition, end quote. I've been telling you, you know, he took 3 months to give McChrystal the troops in Afghanistan. He dithered and he played game, played golf, and he went on vacation. The United Nations said no-fly zone, and 2 days later he goes and says, we do it. That's why years and years, that's why I get nervous and I start hollering on the phone. I'm telling you, we have a dictatorship. Your last caller from Texas said that he didn't think we'll have another election. I think we will. But before we get there, you have to understand he's trying to bankrupt the country. Just down the dial, the UFO man has a little news program. He said Timothy Geithner told Congress if they don't raise the debt limit by the end of the first quarter of 2011, that's end of April, America, we will become insolvent, this country. If you think the riots in Greece and wherever else, Italy, Portugal, and Spain were bad,
mm-hmm.
wait until you can't go to the grocery store.
Yeah,
and
buy but let me stop you. Let me stop you. Okay, you're listening to Nora. You're listening to opinions. So lots of people have opinions. I think Timmy Geithner is worthless. He should not be the Secretary of the Treasury. He shouldn't have been there in the first place with all his ties to Wall Street. But do you really, deep down, Mark, do you think that's going to happen? Do you think we're going to go insolvent?
The way Bernanke is flooding the world with currency, with the dollars that nobody wants. We are really close to a constitutional and a monetary crisis and collapse. I'm not trying. I hope not, Kate. And I'm not in a position to say whether it will happen or not. These are things I'm doing. This is what Geithner said. But for heaven's sakes, I mean, there's got to be a pot of gold somewhere that they know about. Otherwise, they're going to have. But they're setting up. They're militarizing the police. I've heard that there's Chinese troops in Mexico in case they have problems that are going to the cops and military that are not oath keepers are going to put us in our place, or they're going to try to. Some of us are going to survive, some of us are going to die. If you look at all the people that have talked about this, and once it was just, people wouldn't mention it. Even Rush Limbaugh talks about this stuff, and they wouldn't even let you get on the air years ago and say this stuff. Mm-hmm. He's trying to break us down. That's what I'm trying to tell you since last night's call, and really quick, if I could just go back. The Mexican ambassador, he had to quit because he told the truth about Calderon. Calderon
right.
hit the roof.
Right.
Gas is almost $5 a gallon. New housing starts are down 10%. Remember the financial regulation bill, the Dodd-Frank bill? They said those
yeah.
would lower regulate fees for credit cards. They're going up the debit fees. Did you know that J.P. Morgan and Goldman Sachs have investments in Libya with the oil companies?
Yep.
And really quick, I know you could always give me a lot of time, in this New York Post business section, This and where's the antitrust rules, Kate? This AT&T and T-Mobile, whatever it is, merger. Well, this guy, what's his name? Chief of Staff Bill Daley. He was on the board of AT&T. He's in cahoots with the FCC and everybody else in the SEC that's going to approve this merger. I want to talk to the people who voted for Obama that think there was hope and change and he was for the little guy. This guy is for the bankers and the rich folks. And all you black folks that love this guy no matter what, don't you see he's just as bad as George Bush? He's not for you. You've been duped. We've all been duped. They're going to let this
you know what you do? Here's what you do. You got 2012. You vote in a different direction. Thanks, Mark. Here's the thing. You be reasonable about this. You don't like what you're seeing. It isn't the change that was promised. I agree. Mark's right in that. There are people that voted for Obama that can't believe what they're seeing. But, and I agree that we're printing money like a bunch of drunken sailors. We're just spending it as though this is our last days. Absolutely. Do I think we're going to see the rioting and the situations in like they've had in Greece? No. I don't think it gets to that. I'm going to have that much trust in the blowback and the people who are pushing to make sure that doesn't happen, which is Mark's right about that, which is the great thing that we have, not the fairness doctrine, but instead we're allowed to say what we think in America and we can express ourselves on talk radio or in op-ed pieces, and we can push and push and push and fight for that. Do I think before this election, do I think that we're going to see the military marching in the street? The answer is no, I do not think that. But I don't think that happens because of all the people listening to this show who are fighting, pushing, and they know what to do. It's called dial. It's called dial your congressman, your senator, etc. Yes, we are riddled with favors and corruption all the way up and down. He mentioned the AT&T deal with T-Mobile. That's not going to happen for a year. That's number one. And we know it. We know there's wild things out there. Bad boys next.
Reality check. There are many so-called health products coming out that are here today but will be gone tomorrow. They're fads, they're hype, and a lot of gimmick. Life Change Tea is no fad. We've been around for years, and we've been slowly growing, and our products have attracted loyal customers. Why? Because our products work. Cleansing your body, losing weight, more energy, and better overall health. And you might ask, says who? Our customers say. A company shows its colors with how many people reorder the product. So don't be afraid. We're the real deal. Log on to GetTheTea.com and read all the testimonies. In fact, log on and order at GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Or call us at 928-308-0408. There's no call centers, just a friendly operator. 928-308-0408. Once again, 928-308-0408.
Go solar for cheap. Want to use solar power, but the price is too high? Now you can build your own solar panels for less than $200 at 123cheapsolar.com. Don't laugh. We've sold over 45,000 solar do-it-yourself kits. Watch the step-by-step videos that even non-handyman types can use. We offer a 60-day money-back guarantee. Go to 123cheapsolar.com or call 800-713-0486. 800-713-0486. Reduce your foreign oil dependency when you go green with 123cheapsolar.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
This special announcement is brought to you by Renaissance Charge.
Have you ever wondered if you could make your car run on 100% electric power for free? It is now possible. How about a simple device that is both a super efficient motor and a free energy generator at the same time? What if this could also be used to restore useless batteries and save you lots of money? Because our customers asked for it, we have organized a Renaissance Charge Conference Workshop on July 29th to July 31st at the beautiful Coeur d'Alene Resort in Idaho. Not only will you see these fascinating energizers, but you will be able to build some alongside genius inventor John Bedini. Participate in this truly historic event featuring our cutting-edge alternative energy, Tesla technology. Register early for the best seats and advanced workshop by visiting rcharge.com. That's r-charge.com for details. Or call 208-772-4514. That's 208-772-4514.
Chris Brown, LT, and Barry Bonds. But let's start with Chris Brown. So the R&B singer was a guest on Good Morning America, and Robin Roberts, who's one of the co-anchors on the show, asked him about his domestic abuse deal with Rihanna. Remember that a couple of years ago before the Grammys? He basically pummeled her in a car and... You know, that they both were scheduled to sing and didn't show up. They couldn't. And it went from there to a separation of a restraining order and whatnot, a restraining order actually for both of them. So what Robert said is, the question basically was, what's going on now is, and this is her question, is recently the restraining order has been relaxed. So she was referring to that order that was slapped on him after that altercation in the car with his then pop star girlfriend, Rihanna, ex-girlfriend. And she said, have you all seen each other or been around each other? And he said, not really, it's not a big deal. And he went on and on. And he basically blew a gasket and proved that he can't control his temper. Because she asked him, she asked him just a normal question that you would ask. And he kept getting more and more agitated. And then the next thing you know, he stormed off the stage, went back to his dressing room, went down the hall, and stopped when he saw the person, I guess, who produced the segment, because they were like, whoa, what's going on here? They called security because there was loud noises coming from his dressing room. He smashed a window and had, you know, the glass flew down across the street. Luckily, it didn't hit anyone. But he basically damaged the dressing room. He freaked out and then left the building. He left the building with no shirt on. He just was so anxious to get away. Oh, please. So what did he think? Does he think he can just go on these shows and not be asked about the obvious things that have happened in the past? Of course. I mean, her question actually was pretty legitimate. He could have easily gotten out of it and been a man about it. He could have manned up, but that's not what Chris Brown does. So he just proved the point that he's an idiot with a temper problem, right? Let's move to Barry Bonds. Barry Bonds admitted to using steroids during his baseball career. His lawyer told a jury that on Tuesday, but there was an asterisk or a caveat or whatever you want to call it, or a catch to it. They're saying that Bonds' personal trainer misled him into believing he was taking flaxseed oil and arthritis cream. Do you believe that? Do you think it's true that that the home run leader had no idea what he was taking? It's ridiculous. And they're making him to be a liar, I think. So the criminal case against Bonds has been laid out. There's a jury involved. Like I said, 8 women, 4 men. They're in this testimony part of the trial. Bonds has pled, in case you don't know, he pleaded not guilty to 4 charges of lying to a grand jury. And this dates way back to 2003 when he denied that he knowingly took steroids. And also part of that was one count of obstruction. Do you think there's any shred of truth to this? Do you believe Barry Bonds? Do you believe Barry Bonds? That's the question. I'm going to say, no, I don't. He's pulling a Roger Clemens. Why in the first place you don't cop to it? Because other people have taken steroids, have been forgiven and moved on. In fact, Andy Pettit ended up making millions more after he said he was sorry and, you know, talked about that he had taken it, whatever. How easy would it be to say, listen, I was injured, or I wanted to be there for the fans, I didn't realize what the depths I had gone to, and I'm sorry for the fans, and I'm perfectly clean now, and other guys, whatever you say. But they just can't do that. They can't allow themselves to do that. That's where they get into trouble. All right, quickly, one last one, then we're going to take some phone calls. Sam and Rick waiting in the wings. LT was given a 6 years probation for an underage prostitute encounter, if you remember this. One of the original charges against Taylor was for statutory rape. If he had been found guilty, he could have gotten a 4-year prison sentence. So he pleaded guilty in January to misconduct, sexual misconduct, and having sex with the girl who's now 17. This was an escape for him. LT in the Hall of Fame. Great in his day on the field, but nothing but problems. You think of the drug encounters and what he had gone through and what he was taking, and then this latest thing that bubbled up with him. Wow. So, anyway, he admitted to having sex with a girl who turned out to be a Bronx runaway. He said she told him that she was 19, but he added that he now knows the girl was 16 and legally incapable of consent. He said he paid her $300. LT. Let's go to Sam in Montreal. Hey, Sam.
How you doing, gorgeous?
Good. How are you, man?
Lovely. Today, the budget came down in the Canadian Parliament. The worst-case scenario, Parliament could be dissolved by Friday. We could be going to the polls again.
How many for the listeners in the United States who are apathetic about voting, and we don't even have to vote that much, how many times since you've been calling the show for the past 4 years have you had to vote?
Four, three times.
More than that. Three times.
Three times.
Wow.
Yeah, well, because, okay, what had happened was the Minister of Finance promised, okay, he gave poor, quote-unquote, poor seniors a few more bucks, but one of the parties said, no, that's not what we wanted. We wanted more. But he also gave tax breaks to caregivers who take care of family members, to volunteer firefighters, to parents whose kids are involved in after-school sports activities. But the other party said, no, what about health care? You didn't mention anything about how much the new fighter jets were supposed to buy are going to cost. So they could bring down the government. And I'm also seeing posters up already, even before the government. The way it works is, okay, just to give you a little heads up, the opposition parties will say we're voting on non-confidence because it's a minority government right now. If they say if there are enough votes, the prime minister will dissolve parliament. He'll go to the governor general, who's the Queen's representative in Canada, and say, I'm dissolving parliament. I wish to call an election for this date. So the earliest I'm hearing, if, let's say, parliament is dissolved by Friday, is May 2nd.
May 2nd, Sam and crew may go to the polls. Thanks, Sam. Let's slide over to Rick. You have the last word on the show in Illinois. Hey, Rick.
How you doing, Kate?
Good.
Yeah, these guys are crying Chicken Little. The trouble is they listen to that Rush Limbaugh and then back and then crackpots. But
meaning
doing the best you can.
Thinking that it's the end of the world in 8 months?
Yeah. Mama's trying to do the best you can. Like, I see we lost an airplane in Libya. Luckily, we saved the troops, up there, airmen. But I think you got to just get us out of there and let France and England take over and do what they want to do over there and just stand back and watch on the sidelines. We don't need to be another war. And they said they shut off 120 cruise missiles.
Yeah, so far
at a million dollars.
Yeah, $1 million a piece, and that's the thing. I think that's the problem. We cannot indefinitely hang around with this Libyan situation. And I understand the frustrations. I mean, listen, Rick, thanks for the call. I understand the frustrations over where the government's headed, absolutely. And I say that Obama's ineffective. As a person, I don't care. You know, all these attacks about he's a Muslim, he's all that kind of stuff. I care about what he's doing politically because that's where we're in trouble. I care about how it affects me, how it affects all of you, if we just boil it down to that. So if you think he's ineffective, you know what? You can use your vote and make sure that doesn't happen, a repeat performance in 2012.